Good day and welcome to the Q2 FY2023 earnings conference call of Evans Holdings Limited, hosted by Valorem Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Evans Holdings Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the second quarter and first half of financial year 2024. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Let me now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We firstly have with us Mr. Abhishek Bansal, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Nirbhay Vasa, Full-Time Director and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Chintan Mehta, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Ketan Shah, Assistant Vice President. Now, I'll hand over the call to Mr. Abhishek Bansal for further remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Anuj. Good afternoon, everyone. I appreciate your presence on our inaugural earnings call. Before delving into the Q2 financials and operational performance, I would like to provide a concise overview for those new to Evans Holdings Limited. Evans Holdings is a diversified financial services company engaged in institutional broking, asset management, financial lending, treasury operations, and remittance services, with a global footprint spanning India, United Kingdom, Dubai, Shanghai, Hong Kong, and Mauritius. We have evolved from a commodity trading firm into a multi-asset, multinational financial services entity. Our financial services businesses are segmented into agency, finance, and capital operations. Agency business encompasses multi-asset global institutional trading, private client broking, asset management, and investment advisory services. Our assets under management have increased from 828 crore in FY 2021 to 2,100 crore rupees in the first half of financial year 2024. Finance business focuses on lending, catering to individuals and SMEs in India. Lastly, capital business involves internal treasury operations, physical commodities trading, and exchange-based trading in foreign exchange, equities, and commodities. Now, let me invite Nirbhay Vasa, our CFO, to present the financial highlights. Over to you, Nirbhay.
Thank you, Abhishek. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the earnings call. Here are some of the financial highlights for Q2 and the first half of financial year 2024. In quarter two, our consolidated revenues reached 359 crores, marking a 43% year-on-year growth. EBITDA for the quarter was 33 crores, a 94% year-on-year increase, with EBITDA margins at 9.19%. Net profit stood at 23 crores, reflecting a 21% year-on-year growth. For the first half of FY 2024, consolidated revenues were at 611 crores, showing an 89% year-on-year increase. EBITDA has doubled to 66 crores, with EBITDA margins at 10.8% for the half year. Net profit for half year was at 44 crores, a 33% year-on-year increase, and PAT margins at approximately 7%. Operationally, we've secured board approval to expand as an asset management company, applying for an AMC license, which is pending regulatory approvals. ABANS Finance Private Limited, which is our systematically important NBFC, a step-down subsidiary of AHL, awaits regulatory approval to set up a lending operation in GIFT City. Additionally, ABANS Holdings has also applied to become an investment manager in GIFT City for a Category 3 Alternative Investment Fund, which is also pending regulatory approval. ABANS Global Limited, our UK-based subsidiary, has operationalized a global in-house center in GIFT City to facilitate its back-office operations. Now, let's open the floor for question and answer sessions from all of you. Thank you, Anuj, and thank you, the others, for joining the call.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 at this time. First question is from the line of Krupesh Shah as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. My question is about, can you explain what is the reason for the significant growth in the top line and higher growth in the EBITDA over here?
Hi, thank you for the question. The growth in the top line is because the physical commodity trading, which was during the last year with COVID, and the physical trading activity has increased during the current year, and that's the reason for the increase in top line, and the EBITDA growth is because of the increase in the agency fee and the performance fee during the half year 2024.
So some of the strategies would have resulted into us taking physical deliveries of commodities, which would have been reflected into the top line. Thus, the top line growth is visible. But as I had mentioned earlier in a lot of my we have mentioned very specifically and clearly in our presentations earlier, we should not be looked upon as from the top line growth, rather be looked upon as the what we do, profit before tax or PAT, because the top line can be pretty erratic because of the nature of the business that we are into. I hope that clarifies your question.
Yeah, sure. And one additional question. So what's the reason for the decline in the market, in the margins on a quarter-on-quarter basis?
The performance fee aspect of an asset management business is built into the EBITDA. So the performance fee for quarter one in the year was higher and the performance fee for quarter two was lower, and hence there is a dip in the EBITDA margins.
Okay, okay. Got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Sahil Jain, as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So I'm just new into this area. So just wanted to ask, can you explain your remittance business as I'm like a new into this company?
So the remittance services business, it's in that the business we have is in UK. The entity is called as Corporate Avenue Services Limited. It's a direct subsidiary of my NBFC, which is ABAN Finance Private Limited, and it is incorporated in UK, and we are licensed by the FCA to be able to do remittance services business. Now, remittance services is basically we are allowed to do transaction banking, like a Paytm business, but this is like a global Paytm business. We can transfer money on behalf of our customer to any third party, and thereby also be able to do FX conversions. So this is a very booming industry globally, and not many people are licensed by FCA to do this business. The business is yet in its very initial stages because we got licensed only last year, and we are setting up the technology, infrastructure, and the requisite human capital to scale this business to, you know, requisite levels. But obviously, the remittance business is doing its business with the captive customer base that Avans Holdings has. But we intend, and we have the the intent to take this business to huge heights and scale this business coming forward.
Oh, okay, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please enter star and one. Anyone who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, as no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference back to the management for their closing remarks.
Thank you. Thank you all for participating in this earnings con call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our investor relationship managers at Valorom Advisors. Thank you, one and all. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Avans Holdings Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.